Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Tom has offices in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. You can find him online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com. Dr. Tom has been voted by you and Press Democrat readers the best cosmetic surgeon for 9 years in a row.
Hello, Sonoma County. Hello, Napa County. And aloha, Maui County. I'm Dr. Tom here on Ask the Expert, and we are featured here on the first Thursday of every month at 12:30 p.m. Thank you for listening to us. And I have our right-hand person here, Karina. How are you today, Karina?
I am doing well. Yeah, thank you.
That's
great. Thank you for having me back.
Thank you for always being here. Karina's been phenomenal, is our surgical assistant, surgical tech, as well as my personal medical assistant, and makes my life so much easier. And she is a wealth of knowledge. So if any time you have questions, you've heard us on the radio, just please call in. Karina is readily available. If she's working with me, she'll call you back, and she can answer lots of questions. So thank you for being
here. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, and we want to give a shout out to our program director, Jeff. How you doing today?
Yeah.
He's a man of many words. Okay. So here we are today. And Karina, I know a new format here on every Thursday now on KSRO, and we were picking a topic, and I know that we've been focusing a lot on surgery, but there's a move with the public where they're kind of trying to stay away from cosmetic surgery if possible, and they're looking at ways of rejuvenating themselves, and especially in the face area, and so there's been kind of I'm old enough now, Karina, that I see kind of trends come and go and then come back again. So now there's a newer trend that's happening in 2025. And I know I sent you an article. And what new trend is that?
Yeah, facial fat grafting.
Facial fat grafting. Okay, so we've been working together for how many years now?
Almost five, four and a half, yeah.
I love it. Okay, so 5 years you've been making my life better, and I appreciate it. Thank you. And so when you first came on, we were doing various treatments, of course, and we were focused a lot on laser liposuction, breast augmentation, now breast lifts, breast reductions, tummy tucks, body contouring, and so forth. And a lot of it had to do with that liposuction, tummy tucks of removing fat, right? Okay, but and a lot of times what we do is when we're done with it, it's sent off for biological waste, and we don't do much with it. Some 5 years ago, now there's a trend that's coming back, and what is that?
Yeah, so taking fat from one area of the face, of the body, and putting it back into the face for rejuvenation.
Right. So I think when you first started with us, we were taking a lot of fat from the body and putting it somewhere else.
In the buttocks.
BBLs, Brazilian butt lifts. That's right. So that was really popular, and although still popular, kind of waning on that, okay, and it's kind of nice to see we swing from one extreme to another, and so now instead of women coming in and saying they want fat in the derriere and the buttocks, they're looking at their face. Do they just call you and say, "I'm looking for fat in the fat grafting for my face or fat transfer for my face," or are they asking you other kind of questions?
Yeah, it depends. Someone who's done a lot of research may call and they know exactly what they want. They just call and they want fat grafting and they know all the good questions to ask. And then sometimes it takes a little bit more of inquiring. What is it that your concerns are? What is it that you're hoping to achieve? And that may, at that point, may suit them to also see other practitioners in the office to outrule fat grafting. So they may want other things.
Okay. So what are, for those who maybe aren't sure what they need and they're calling, what is the biggest angst? What are the biggest concerns that they have when they're calling you and eventually they end up considering fat grafting?
Right. So usually it's, my face looks tired, or I look deflated, I've lost some weight, or I'm just aging now and I'm starting to see areas of the face that aren't as full. as they used to be. Right.
Do they say that my face isn't full, or do they say my face is dropping, or both?
Both. A little bit of both, or one of the common ones is lines. There's lines where there wasn't lines before now, you know, and so that is another another keyword.
Well, it's interesting. Fat grafting has been around for a long time, and I was really one of the first ones to introduce it to Sonoma County, which goes kind of hand in hand. It really is just hand in hand with my previous career as a organ transplant surgeon. So we were dealing with the immune system. I was transplanting kidneys, pancreases, and so forth. And now I would joke as we came into the early 2000s, and that I was now transplanting fat.
Right.
And the beauty of fat is that it's part of the biostimulation system. When we transplant fat, we're actually transplanting a lot of your own stem cells back from one area to another, and it has remarkable biological benefits to that. But before we kind of jump into that, do the patients actually say, I look deflated, I think I need fat, or do they say, I see more of a droop?
More drooping, or a lot of the times the question will be is, I think I need a facelift, you know. I'm trying to figure out if I need a facelift or if, you know, I can do other things. To
help
me.
All right. And so I think that the topics that you brought up will take us all the way through our show today. So let's kind of break that down just a little bit here. Okay. So part of the aging process is that back in before the 2000s, people used to think, oh, it's just my skin is stretched out. I have sun damage, my age, my genetics, my skin's just stretching out. There's a little bit of that that's true, and that we feel that that's still true. But a big part of it is that when we look at our faces, that we lose volume in our face as we age. And interestingly, we lose volume in our face, and I always joke and say we gained it in other areas here, okay? And certainly that's been true for me as well. All you have to do, and by the way, we're still going to be on YouTube, so everybody, you know, you can look for under Dr. Walter Tom, and we'll be featuring all our shows from KSRO, Ask the Expert there. But we have been we've been posting those, but all you have to do is look at our YouTube today and look at our lovely young lady, Karina, who's in her late 20s, and you can look at me, who's an aging boomer, okay? And even though I have my big, as I used to joke around, big fat Asian face, and you being Latina, you can see where you just have this really beautiful, nice, fine layer of fat throughout your whole face. That is a sign of youthfulness. Okay. And as we get older, we begin to lose volume in our face. And a lot of times for people who can't see that, I'll tell them, just look at the forehead, okay? If we were to look at your forehead, Karina, you have a beautiful forehead, and you just have this, you don't have a fatty forehead, okay?
Right.
You don't look like a Klingon on Star Trek, okay? But you have this nice layer, and if you were to look at mine, you can see that my forehead is bonier, okay? I mean, I'm not doing too bad for a boomer, but, you know, but definitely there are still the signs of aging that are there. And so that's where we begin to see a loss of volume. We begin to see that under our eyes, and so the hollowing under the eyes tend to make us look tired. You said, you know, one of the concerns people would do is when they call, one of their angst moments are under, they look tired. So that happens. We begin to see our cheeks begin to deflate, and as they begin to deflate, then we see the lines between our nose and the side of the mouth, or our nasolabial folds tend to be more accentuated, and then we begin to see the jowls, okay, and everybody knows what that is. And so we kind of see that droop. And a lot of times, especially for women, they'll think that their faces are looking bigger or fatter. And they think that because of the drooping of the face and the jowling area, they, instead of having a heart-shaped face, or what we call a triangle of beauty, where the top of the triangle is up at the cheeks across and then coming down to your chin, okay, or a heart shape, that it begins to square out, okay? And for women, instead of looking feminine, they begin to look more masculine, okay? And they see that as a heaviness down in the jowls and jawline area. And it seems to them, it just doesn't seem to make sense to them, okay, to, that we, by putting fat in the cheek area and other parts of the middle and upper thirds of the face, that actually helps to lift up the face, and we can actually make the patient's face look thinner.
Right.
Okay. And we do that certainly with fillers, and fat is a really great example of how we can actually make the face look more slender or more sculpted. So it's interesting now that some 20 years later that patients are coming in more educated. So there are some people come in and say they're interested in fat grafting.
Right.
And so that really shows that they're knowledgeable, they understand the physiology of what's happening to their face as they age. And so fat grafting is a wonderful way of doing that. I mentioned to you, Karina, that there are trends, okay, and I think that this trend is not necessarily founded in good science. People are kind of getting away from fillers, correct?
I think so, yeah.
A little bit. And that's really driven by social media. And the problem is it's a little bit like hair transplants, okay? You know, they'll say, oh, yeah, we've seen some bad hair transplants. I would never do that. Well, what about all the people who had a good hair transplant that you didn't know they had that, right? And so that you have to remember you're only seeing the bad cases. So sometimes people see fillers like, oh, the patient's face was so bloated or look too big, or their lips look like fish, and all those kind of very negative comments about filler. And they don't see all the other patients and all the other people that get them, and they're done tastefully. Their expectations are appropriate. Their physicians or nurses or physician's assistants are good injectors, and they're not overfilling patients' faces, that they can look very, very natural. And I think that we're able to achieve that for the majority of our patients. Nonetheless, there is a trend away from fillers. Okay. And people are looking for treatments that are more long-lasting.
Right.
Okay. Does that seem to be much of a concern for patients on how long that the treatment results last?
I think that definitely that's always a question. How long will this investment last me?
Sure.
Because it is an investment, and there is a downtime, as opposed to going into the office for fillers and
for
then you're out and then you go about your day. So there is more of a downtime.
Right, there is.
And that is very patient dependent. I always like to say, you know, we have Dr. Tom will go into that a little bit more, but you can get several years of good results for you.
Absolutely. And in fact, it's interesting. So I present how to perform facial fat grafting both nationally and internationally, and then just recently with the California Academy of Cosmetic Surgery annual meeting, as well as the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery meeting. And I always like to show some of my earliest work. So whenever you start a new procedure, and this was in the early 2000s, you want to start off conservatively. So you put in a little bit. Okay, you might bring the patient back and do several treatments because you don't want to put too much in. Then as you become more familiar with the procedure, how the patient responds, you're realizing that we can be more aggressive.
Yes.
And now we're doing facial fat grafting in one setting, not bringing them back, where we take fat from one area under local anesthesia, and then we inject it around the face under local anesthesia again, and that these patients do very, very well. I have photos of patients who are out 9 years, 11 years, and they still look really good. Now, do they look older because it's close to a decade later? Absolutely. You know, you can't stop aging. But do they look more vibrant? Do they still look better than they did prior to the fat grafting? I would absolutely say yes, that they look healthier. And that's one thing about fat grafting is not only does it reestablish lost volume, lifting up the face, but it improves the quality of the skin. And that's due to the stem cells that are in fat, and that helps just the whole biostimulation aspect of having a healthy body, a healthy face, which translates into younger, more youthful, and more attractive. So what about those patients, Karina, who are debating between a facelift and fat grafting? What do you usually recommend for those patients?
So it's knowledge is power, right? So the more you know, the better informed decision you can make. So I always recommend the patients to definitely if they are still interested, set up a consult with you.
Right.
To discuss further. But also getting a facelift consult is important because you can outweigh what is going to benefit you specifically as a patient.
Right.
You can make a better informed decision. Yeah.
I love that you do that, and I reiterate exactly what you said to our patients. So I'm going to say that we have a high satisfaction rate for patients who have facial fat grafting. They absolutely see that they look healthier. They look more rested. Their skin quality is greatly improved, and they just look younger and more attractive, which is ultimately what most of us want, right? I'm going to say that the patients who maybe aren't as happy, it's a matter of meeting expectations, and they tend to be a subgroup of patients, exactly what you're describing, Karina, where you're recommending we want you to get a facelift consult as well.
Okay. Right.
I don't do facelifts. And so I have several facial plastic surgeon friends who do, colleagues who do facelifts, and I will make that recommendation to the patient. I'll say, I want you to go. You don't have to commit to it, but you should go. What was the phrase you used? Knowledge is
power.
Right. Exactly. You're so right, Karina. I love it. And so for these patients, I want them to go and find out, what does a facelift entail?
Right.
How much does a facelift cost? How long is the recovery? Just as we're going to give you the information and consultation about facial fat grafting as to how, what's this procedure like?
Yes.
What is my downtime? And how long can I expect improvement? Okay. And it's going to be that subset of patients. And I tell them that. I write it down on their history and physical, my recommendations. I want you to go do that. And they're the ones that don't go and do it. And
right.
So we do the fat grafting. And I definitely see the improvement. I'm really happy. But we didn't meet their expectations because they were expecting a facelift result. And I am so direct in telling them that if you have facial fat grafting, you don't get a facelift result. You'll have a natural look. You won't have a pulled back look, okay?
Right.
But if you're pulling on your face and saying, this is what I want, that's a facelift, and that's what you should have, and that's what we encourage those patients. So please, if you come in for a consultation and we make a recommendation that you see someone else in addition so that you become educated, please do that. Please do that because we want you to be really well informed and we want to be able to meet your expectations.
Right.
So that's important for our patients to hopefully heed that advice, your advice and my advice for them to seek further consultation. So Karina, let's just talk a little bit about what fat grafting is, the procedure itself. Can you kind of tell us from your perspective as a surgical assistant in tech?
So fat grafting consists of taking fat from one area. Usually it's the abdomen or the flank or
the muffin top.
The muffin top area we have extra fat to give.
Okay. And how do we do that?
Through liposuction. So we do a specific liposuction that does not hurt the cells or the fat that we want to keep in the face.
Okay.
But we keep their fat very nice in our OR table, and then it's reinjected into the face. There's more steps, more technical steps, but that's the bottom line.
Okay, so that's what we do. And then and we do all of that under local anesthesia.
Correct.
We do some nerve blocks on the face. We do inject local anesthesia in the face so that we do this and make this extremely comfortable for the patient. We do some things for the fat in that there's some additives that we do that are all very natural because it's their own body, and it's part of biostimulation. What else do we do to help to prepare the fat?
Yeah, so then Nurse Jessica will prepare PRF for the patient.
Okay.
So there will be a blood draw or whatever it is, the order that she does, and we will use that in combination with the fat.
Okay, so Jessica, our operating nurse, will draw blood and we'll spin it down and we take the serum from the blood, which is high in platelets. We then activate it, and when we activate that area, which I like I've nicknamed the paramedics of the body, that area helps to stimulate the differentiation of the fat stem cells in terms of our whole biostimulation, whole healing process to improve, number one, the take of the fat, Okay. Right. In terms of having it last a long time, as well as improving the quality of the skin. Okay. And it also helps to minimize bruising, which for most people, they bruise very little when we do facial fat grafting. And so that's what we do. So it's all you. Basically, that's the beauty of fat grafting. It's all you. Yes. It's your own fat. It's your own stem cells. It's your own platelet-rich fibrin or platelet-rich plasma, PRP or PRF. And that's the process. And so usually it's a couple of hours to do the procedure. I tell the patients, Karina, that they're going to look swollen for about 3 to 5 days, okay, because of the local anesthesia, because of the fat, because of the local anesthesia that the fat was aspirated in from the a different part of the body, your face will look swollen. And I always tell the patients that about 5 days, they're going to be saying to themselves, I can't believe I let them talk me into this. I tell them that, okay? But then over day about 6 and 7, as that swelling's going down, they look at their face and they begin to say, oh my gosh, now I see what Dr. Tom was talking about. That's weird to talk about myself in the third person. Now they see what that guy was talking about. Okay. And they begin to see that youthful look that they saw when they were decades younger. Okay. And usually so you're kind of swollen from day 1 through 5, the most, maybe 6. And then between days 5, 7, and 8, that swelling is significantly down. Usually the first couple of days, you don't want to be out in public. But, you know, as you get down towards the other end of the first week, you can get out and about. And, I mean, if you wear sunglasses, you're looking pretty good. And then at about 2 weeks, you're at the point where even though some of that swelling is going to continue to go down over about a 3-month period of time, you're beginning to say, hey, I don't want that swelling to go away. Okay, I like this swelling. I'm, you know, I feel like I'm looking youthful and healthy, more attractive, all those kind of good things that facial fat grafting does. Ultimately, what you are going to keep fat grafting wise is at about 3 months. So one of my dearest colleagues is Dr. Susanne Abaji. Her father is the one who created the Abaji skincare line. In fact, I'm going to go spend some time with her at her. She's on the faculty of the University of Pittsburgh, and I'm going back this November, and we're going to be sharing knowledge. And I always enjoy speaking at the same conferences with her. And they did a study at the University of Pittsburgh where they did scans, CT scans, on the patients who had facial fat grafting. They found that it was about 3 months. What you see is what you're going to get. So at about 3 months out, whatever you see, you should be able to keep that long term. And it really is a wonderful treatment for looking healthier and looking more vibrant, definitely, with the fat grafting. So when these patients call and they're beginning to inquire about that, have you noticed, are there patients who... There's a recent trend now with weight loss, okay, with Ozempic and other medications like that, where people are losing a fair amount of weight. Are you finding a lot of patients calling and they say, you know, I've lost a lot of weight now and I'm really seeing a change in my face?
Yeah, I think we have had that subset of patient, that group of patients that have lost weight, and in a good way for them, but now they're starting to see the effects on their face
on their face,
other areas of the body.
So exactly. And so, you know, those, you know, so if you have a friend who's significantly overweight, unhealthy, and they're telling you that, and you're trying to be kind to them, and you, what do you say? You say, oh, but Jill, God, look at, you got a baby face. Look how good your skin looks. And that's part of because of the volume of fat in the face. And then, of course, with the massive weight loss that a lot of these patients are now having, they begin to see the descent in the aging process. So facial fat grafting is great. So facial fat grafting is great for patients who are just naturally aging. And especially a lot of times we see that a little bit more in the Northern European types whose faces are a little bit thinner versus your lucky Latina face and my big Asian face. Okay. So they tend to age a little bit more that way. And so they're the ones who really can benefit from facial fat grafting, although Asians do as well as Latinas as well. It's a great treatment, and I'm very excited actually to see it coming back into vogue, and because it's been something I've been championing and been advocating for our patients for the last two decades. So if you're interested, how should they get a hold of us?
Yeah, so call and give us a call at our office. So we'll get the phone number at the end of this.
Okay.
And they'll set you up with a phone consultation to speak with me directly, and we can talk about pricing and all of that good stuff.
Right. And we'll have you send in photos, and so that we'll be well prepared to be able to discuss with you exactly what you want. So we want to thank you all for listening here on every first Thursday of the month here on at KSIRO Ask the Expert. I'm Dr. Tom, and this is Karina from Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to Dr. Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Check out all the great information online at drtomcosmetic.com as well as on YouTube. We'll see you next week at 12:30 p.m. right here on KSRO.